Good morning, everyone. Last week, we dealt with the problem of not having a bracha on living in Israel. And we had two extremes, as we call. One extreme is, very simply, to say, why isn't there a bracha on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Why don't we make a bracha on living in Israel? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvota v'tzivanu, to live in Israel.
One view, you said you may not stay here, and there would be a bracha.
Just take the statement I made, and analyze it. Why isn't there a bracha on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So you can either say, there is no mitzvah to live in Israel. There is a school of thought like that, though not widely spread in the poskim. And you could say, there is a bracha. What's the bracha?
From benching.
From benching. Both of those views are problematic. The first point of view seems to go against very explicit psukim in the Chumash and most poskim. And the second point of view is problematic because usually brachas start with Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu to do something, and we don't have that in the benching. Last week, we dealt with two other answers that seem a little more probable. One is the Rashba, that says, just like with tzedakah, it's something that's dependent upon not just the giver, but the taker, that he'll be willing to take the money. So too, you cannot be sure what's going to happen when you build a home in Israel. And then we said that ultimately, another answer that was brought by the Rav Maimon in the name of Rav Kook, is that you cannot ever say that you finished the mitzvah. When you shake a lulav, you can say, I shook the lulav. You can't say that about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because in order to get to the level that we need to, namely, the land is totally inhabited and captured, and we are in Or LaGoyim, and everything else that goes with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, as the Ramban puts it so beautifully, the famous Ramban, Shalona Azvena B'yedei Zulatenu Mina Umot Oli Shmama, not to leave it in the hands of others, not to make sure it's desolate, and we're supposed to create a system where the land in and of itself speaks Judaism. We're not there yet. So even though you can build a house in Israel, by doing that mitzvah, you haven't finished the mitzvah. And therefore, you can't make a bracha. I wanted to add in two more answers today, and with this we'll try to close the topic. The third answer that I feel very probable is one that is very, very general around halacha. And I love to give these kinds of answers because they show a certain pattern, how we regulate ourselves halachically. I think it's very nice to give an answer to this question or to that Rashi, but with due respect, when you want to get a broad picture of how this thing called Judaism works, then I think it's important to bring, well, does this fit into other modes that we had? So if you recall, the Rashba says it's like you don't make a bracha on tzedakah, because maybe not the giver, but rather the recipient won't take it. You don't make a bracha on mishloach manot for the same reason. You don't make a bracha on matanot la'evyonim for the same reason. So it's a very general concept. So allow me to add in another general concept that was brought by the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah says that you only make a bracha on a mitzvah, that you're obligated to do it a certain time, and sometimes you're not obligated to do it. In other words, when you come into a new home, you're obligated to put up a mezuzah. Once you put up the mezuzah, you're finished. You're not chayiv in that mitzvah. You're supposed to wear tefillin once a day, every day. Once you've done it, you've done it. It's done. However, says the Or Zeruah, when there's a mitzvah that you're constantly and consistently obligated in, you don't make a bracha. Can anyone give an example of a mitzvah that we're constantly and consistently obligated in, that has no time limits per se? Well, Birkas HaTorah does have a bracha, so that would go against this move. That would be the kasha against this. Because Birkas HaTorah is said once a day, every day. And for some reason, we say it even though we're chayiv in the learning Torah all day. We gave a lot of answers on that Birkas HaTorah. Perhaps it's not even a Birkas HaMitzvah. What are the mitzvah that we have every day? All the time. Everywhere you go. Kibud Avaim is not exactly so, because Kibud Avaim is only when you actually see your parents and you can help them. God forbid your parents are in the better world, is Kibud Avaim after death, but to a certain extent. But again, it's not all the time. It's a mitzvah every day, not once a day, every day. Not just when you see your parents and you can help them, but rather all the time. Basics of Judaism. When you start V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Ava v'yiras Hashem is a mitzvah in the Torah. We all agree. Mm-hmm. We have bracha, shekidishanu, b'mitzvot v'mitzvanu, lehovet Hashem. Supposed to love God all the time. And therefore, says the Or Zeruah HaGadol, there's no bracha on mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because it never ends. There's no such thing as, I've finished. I'm going to go back to Poland now, go back to America now. Hollywood is beautiful. LA is gorgeous. Gold is green is even better. The mitzvah doesn't end. Every minute that you're in Israel, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. By driving here, by functioning here, by working here, this is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There is a famous Chasam Sofer that says that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is so easy because it's so consistent. Anything you do in Israel is a function of this mitzvah. Unlike other mitzvot where, when I actually give a cup of tea to my parents, I'm doing kibbutz avayim. When I'm not giving a cup of tea to my parents, I'm not doing kibbutz avayim. When I'm actually putting on tefillin, I'm wearing tefillin. When I'm not wearing tefillin, I'm not wearing tefillin. Here, everything we do, sitting around this table, going to work, coming home from work, paying taxes, hopefully, and other things. Those things are all a function of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's constant and consistent. The mitzvah is to live in Israel. Can we find another example of this? The answer is no. The closest we can get is the 7 days of Sukkot. But that in and of itself is different in two ways. Number one, it's limited by how many days? Only 7 days a year, at least midoraisa. In Chutz Laretz, maybe one more day midorabanan. And number two, can you walk out of a sukkah?
Yes.
100%. But every minute you're in Israel, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So you can't make a bracha on something that you're always doing. When you wake up in the morning in Israel and you say moda ani, you're mekayim the mitzvah. What are you supposed to do? Make the bracha afterwards? So therefore, he says, you're always doing the mitzvah. It's a very unique mitzvah, like Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Mitzvahs that we're constantly doing. Vasita hayashar v'atov is also a mitzvah in the Torah. No one makes a bracha v'asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asot hayashar v'atov. Okay, how are you? Let me cross you the street. Which is also a chesed, nasita hayashar v'atov. No one makes that bracha. Because there is no bracha on something that you're constantly involved with. Yes?
I was going to ask before you started, why the Chazal didn't postulate that we say Asher Kitchenu Mitzivanu Al Mitzvat Yishuv Haaretz?
That's exactly the question we're dealing with. Yes.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it would make sense that we can leave Eretz Israel, just like we can leave the sukkah and come back. But every moment that we're here and we're walking Dalad Amud Eretz Israel, we're Mekayim a mitzvah.
All right, that's exactly the answer. The Or Zeruah. You can only make a bracha before you do a mitzvah that you haven't done yet. Now you're going to do it.
Well, what about someone who's making aliyah? The mitzvah or the bracha rather?
A good question. I have to admit that perhaps when you make aliyah, then maybe at that moment you're starting to make Chaim Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But I'm not so sure. Simply because perhaps you started the mitzvah by buying a home in Israel. You started the mitzvah by renting a home in Israel. You started the mitzvah by applying for aliyah. It's very hard to pinpoint the point where you start the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We know it doesn't end, but it's hard to pinpoint the point that you start. Unlike other mitzvot, quite frankly, if I'm not doing it as of yet, I'm not doing it. So if I'm not doing it, finished.
Well,
I'm about to do it, so I'll make a bracha.
All right, when I got off the plane, and I was in the office asking, Rishum, I felt like that was the beginning of living in Eretz Israel.
There's a lot to say that could be the beginning. On the other hand, I'm not so sure. Perhaps the very fact that you're leaving, you already made arrangements from afar, is part of the yishuv. So therefore, you can't be in a situation where you're about to do the mitzvah. Now, I'm about to do the mitzvah, I'll make a bracha. There's no such thing. You're constantly involved in it once you're living here. And even before you're living here, it's hard for me to pinpoint the point where you started. Very hard for me to pinpoint the point that you started. Perhaps the fact that you come here to visit on a pilot trip, perhaps is the point you started. Maybe you should make a bracha when you buy the tickets. You're supposed to make the bracha when you give your credit card. You're supposed to make... It's going to be very hard to pinpoint the point, and therefore there's no bracha.
We often have a shir, some minimal required number that indicates...
Correct.
So you would think any mitzvah is a hook. I mean, at some point,
not all mitzvot have a shir to it. Matzah is a kezayit, it's a shir, and it's an ongoing mitzvah, perhaps the entire night. So it says the Natsiv in the understanding the Rambam's formulation of the mitzvah. And some mitzvahs don't have a shir to it.
But putting a bracha would make it more...
Elu dvarim she'ein lahem shiur, I think you said this morning, if I'm not mistaken. And there's many of them.
The bracha makes it more of a mitzvah concept.
Well, that's exactly what we're dealing with, because many people, many Rishonim say the reason we make birkas ha-mitzvos is to take it to action that's mundane and elevate it by making a bracha.
Right.
But you can't do it here. It's just technically impossible because you're constantly involved in it. So Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a unique mitzvah, like Ahavat Hashem and Yirat Hashem is on that level. And therefore, you can't make a bracha because there's no pinpoint that you could say, oh, I'm before the mitzvah, now I can make the bracha. As a matter of fact, if you take this one step further, you can understand now why Chazal say that mitzvot Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is shkula keneged kol mitzvot. True, we have that statement in other places that a certain mitzvah is like all the mitzvahs. Now you can understand why. Because you're always doing it. Unlike a mitzvah where you do once a day, maybe once a year, this you're always doing. That's why shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvot. It's a constant Torah lifestyle. One more answer just to finish up this idea, and that is the following answer. We don't make brachot on things in which the action per se is not important to us, but rather the result. What do I mean? There's a mitzvah of priya urviya. You're supposed to have children. We paskin that you're supposed to have a boy and a girl to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. You make a bracha?
Well,
we don't make a bracha.
Under the chuppah.
One second. Under the chuppah, we don't make a bracha per se on that. The bracha under the chuppah is an interesting bracha. The Rambam says it's a birkas ha-mitzvah. The Rosh totally disagree. But nobody says it's a bracha on Pur Revu. Why? I'll give you another, for instance. Do you make a bracha on chalitza? Do you make a bracha when, God forbid, a brother dies without a male child, you have to do the mitzvah of chalitza or yibum, whatever it might be? Do you make a bracha?
Even yibum is not bracha.
Pardon?
No bracha on yibum either.
Right. Why? So there could be a mitzvah to get married, and we're doing that. That's what the Rambam says, very explicitly, in three places. There is a mitzvah to do various things. In other words, the action in and of itself is a mitzvah. But there are mitzvot in the Torah that we don't really care about the action. We care about the result. The result is that you have two children in the world. Point positive with priya urviya. If you already had children before you were a Jew, and then you became a Jew by converting, you have to do priya urviya again? Perhaps not, because the totza'a is there. The result is there. In mitzvot, that the result is important, we don't make a bracha. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, there's no mitzvah to build the house, to take the mortgage, to go broke by buying real estate in Israel. The mitzvah is to what? You have to define the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? To create a result of living in Israel. Now, many mitzvot we have, there's in and of itself importance to the action as well as to the result. For example, bris milah. There's a mitzvah lamul, and there's a mitzvah to be in a situation when you're not an arel, uncircumcised. I don't say it's a mitzvah, but it's a totza'ah that we want so you can eat korbanot. It's a result you want so you can be in a situation, an elevated situation, to eat sacrifices, for example. A ma'akeh. You build a ma'akeh. You make a bracha. When you make a gate around your roof. Because in and of itself, it's a mitzvah. And we happen to like the result. You have other mitzvot, but we don't care about the result. We only care about the action. Lulav. You shake the lulav, we don't care about the result per se. You eat the matzah, we don't care that you're constipated afterwards. But with regard to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's the opposite. Namely, the action of putting the cement, of paving the road, per se, is not what we're looking at. What are we gaining towards? What's the mitzvah? That the land should be inhabited. So any time that there's no importance in and of itself to the action, but rather just to the result, you don't make a bracha. So to sum up today, we said two additional answers as to why Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, such an important mitzvah in the Torah, doesn't have a bracha. And they're both very general throughout the halachic system. One is, very simply to say, that we don't make brachos on mitzvot that are never ending, such as Ahavat Hashem, Yirat Hashem, Vahasita HaYashar VaHatov. There's no bracha on those mitzvahs. And the other one is to say, we don't really care about you buying, taking the mortgage, pouring the cement, making the arrangements. We care about the result. The result. Now you can better understand, based on these two answers, either that it's never ending, or that we just care about the result, how come this mitzvah is so unique and has caused such controversy? Because we Jews have a problem sometimes to think complexly. We like to think black and white. So black and white, shake a lulav, eat a matzah, light the Hanukkah candles, read the Megillah. That we can chop that. But all of a sudden, when you get a mitzvah that's never ending, that's hard for us. When do you incorporate it? Vasita hayashar v'hatov. Where do you incorporate that in your life?
How about people who, a lot of people in America who buy real estate in Israel, they never come. They come Sukkot, they come Pesach.
So first of all, they do come. They come Sukkot and Pesach.
But I'm saying, is there any mitzvah like that?
Could very well be. Because the Gemara does say in various places that if you walk Dalet Amot in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps it's a mitzvah. So it's never ending. And it's something that they're perhaps constantly doing. You can even say that the fact that they're paying taxes on that apartment in Israel, in and of itself, is a function of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So it's hard to pinpoint, when do they start the mitzvah? To be more precise, where do you end the mitzvah? This doesn't happen. Therefore, it's so controversial because you don't know where it starts, where it ends. Other mitzvahs we get. This one, it's always happening. Or you could say the opposite. The very fact that we want to get to a result and we haven't gotten there yet. We all understand that our situation today is a big step. But we're not there yet. Any of these two reasons will explain why this mitzvah is so unique and there's no bracha.
Is there a flip side where